Netflix is making a push into China. The streaming service has been talking with a company backed by billionaire Jack Ma to bring Netflix into China's $6 billion online video market. Now, Netflix has focused on growing its international subscriber base, but jumping into China comes with a lot of risk. Michael Regan of Bloomberg News joins us now. Hi there, Mike.
Oh, hi.
So first of all, can you tell us, I mean, it's one of the obvious reasons why Netflix is interested in China. More than a billion people live there, but it's not an easy market to get into. So how is Netflix going to do this?
Well, China requires foreign companies in many industries to form a joint venture with a domestic company if they want to enter the market. And in this case, it's especially important because China's government has strict controls over licensing for online content. China's media authority has given about 7 licenses away for internet TV. Netflix would obviously want to start with one of those companies and, you know, get its foot in the door in the country through a joint venture like that.
Right. Well, one of the companies that it is looking to partner with is called Wasu, which is backed by Alibaba's Jack Ma, he of the epic IPO fame. Mm-hmm. What would that partnership look like?
Well, it's a partnership that would actually dovetail pretty nicely. Obviously, Netflix has the big catalog of movies and TV shows and the relationships with the studios that own the rights to them, whereas Wasu operates cable TV and broadband networks. And Netflix is a big bandwidth hog. You know, it requires a lot of bandwidth on broadband to stream the service. So a partnership with a company that runs broadband networks and cable TV networks obviously makes a lot of sense for Netflix. So they sort of dovetail pretty nicely there.
Right. So you mentioned another issue that comes with entering the Chinese market. You said the strict controls that China puts on stuff. I mean, another way to phrase that is potential censorship. So how does Netflix deal with that in terms of the types of content that it could offer?
You know, they'll pretty much have to play by China's rules if they want to operate there. So the shows they broadcast will need to be handed into censors for approval, and they'll look at the content for things like violence, sexual or offensive material. And, you know, obviously anything that offends the ruling Communist Party could potentially be cut. So, you know, Netflix will have to make the decision to basically play by those rules if it wants to operate in China.
I imagine that means season 2 of House of Cards is out of the Chinese market. Now, this is part of Netflix's overall push to grow its international subscriber base, because I feel like domestic subscribership while growing is kind of stalled a bit. So how much of the rest of the world is the future of Netflix?
Well, right. They're sort of getting saturated in the U.S. market. It's estimated about 40% of TV households have Netflix. And the international subscriber growth has actually picked up to the point where it's bigger than the subscriber growth in the U.S. They added about 2.6 million accounts internationally in the first quarter compared to about less than 2.3 in the U.S. They've extended their service to Australia and New Zealand in March. They're planning to roll out a service in Japan later this year, which will be its first market in Asia. So China is obviously the next big leg up for them.
Mike Regan of Bloomberg News talking to us about Netflix going to China. Thanks so much, Mike.
Thank you.